Eddie the Rack snatched up a cricket in his little fingers and popped them into his mouth. I could hear him crunching. You ate a cricket?
Yeah, good. Want one?
No, thanks. You coons will eat just about anything, I guess.
Right. Meat, bugs, roots, corn, watermelon, water. We like water. Wash your hands, stuff like that.
Yes, I've noticed the coon tracks along the creek. But getting back to the subject we were debating, Eddie, you said these are gourds. I say you're wrong. They're watermelons, and I'm willing to conduct a scientific test to prove it.
Great, go for it.
There was a long moment of silence. What's the test?
Easy. Open one up. Taste it. Gourd's bitter. Watermelon sweet. Bingo.
Well, that sounds fair enough. I walked over to one of the, whatever they were, watermelons or gourds. I walked over to one of the objects of our experiment and tried to figure out how to crack it open, so to speak. This proved to be no can of wax. In the first place, the outside consisted of a tough layer of material which we might call the rind. This rindish material turned out to be tough enough to resist my best efforts to bite into it. In the second place, the object was large and round, about the size and shape of your average basketball. And have you ever tried to bite a basketball? Try it and see what happens. If your experience is the same as mine, you will open and close your jaws numerous times, and at some point you will begin to suspect that it can't be done. The harder I tried, the madder I got. The madder I got, the harder I tried. Just before I went into a screaming fit of rage, I gave it up and marched back over to Eddie.